Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Welcome back. My name is Kay. If you're a first-time listener, I'm so happy to have you here today learning about why manifesting may not be working for you right now. And if you feel like you're putting in the effort and yet the results are not coming or the proof is not being presented to you, then hopefully today I'll be able to shine some light on perhaps areas that you may not have thought about, you may not have noticed that you are either trying too hard or missing out on opportunities because of this one thing or two things. So I'm going to share with you 9 reasons why manifesting may not be working for you. And especially if you are becoming frustrated with your efforts, because I want you to know you have the ability to manifest. We all do. In fact, we're doing it all the time, every day. Anyway, and what I love to teach about, what I love to guide around is manifesting consciously and manifesting on purpose with intention. So before I share with you the 9 reasons why your manifesting process may not be working for you, I want to begin by sharing with you how manifesting has supported me and is currently supporting me in my life so that you can see what has transpired for me in reality, some concrete proof, so to speak. I'm all about providing you with proof. I'm all about you sharing your manifesting proof with me, especially if you're new to manifesting and what can be sometimes called woo-woo. I want you to experience this for yourself firsthand because it is so exciting when you know that you have called in and created on purpose in your life. I've manifested unconsciously. Actually, we are all manifesting in every moment, whether we are aware or unaware that we are doing so. And I've manifested consciously, a far more fulfilling experience, in my opinion. Experiences that I've manifested in my life, which are noteworthy to share with you today, include my 15-year soccer career at state and national level from the age of 12 through to about 26 years of age, calling in my soulmate post my soccer career by following Cheryl Richardson's 52-week action plan called Stand Up for Your Life and writing down what I wanted in a soulmate by creating my soulmate wish list. For your information, my soulmate, my husband Charles, and I have been together now for 20 years and married for 18. So my soulmate wish list worked for me. I've also called in my pregnancies and newborn babies. Our first pregnancy was easier to call in than my second. We pretty much fell pregnant immediately with our eldest daughter. And I believe that my desire was so strong and that she was calling me as soon as I turned 30 years young, because I had this urge to become a mum for the very first time. Whereas in my 20s, no urge to become a mum. I had goals and aspirations to achieve. It was so interesting to notice that at a certain point in my life that this changed to a different focus, which was becoming a soul mama. With our second pregnancy, it was much more of an effort on our part. That can be a good thing, right? And this is when I turned to creating vision boards in a scrapbook, which I still have to this day. And it took us 18 months to call in our second baby girl. I've manifested super empowering second birthing experience on the back of a 32-hour labor with my first daughter. My second baby girl packed a punch and I birthed her in 4 action-packed hours, which was a lot more difficult for me as she was posterior, which means her head was down and she was engaged. However, our spines were rubbing against each other. Ouch. I had spent so much time visualizing and meditating throughout this pregnancy that my mindset was solid. Laboring is the ultimate mindset mastery experience and test of strength, right, mamas? I know you hear me. And so coming out of that experience, I had this beautiful proof that my mindset is so strong. And I have brought this on my journey with me, brought it forward, and still share this story as much as possible because it's so important that we remind ourselves of experiences that we have already had that prove to our mind and to our body that we can do something. I've manifested a $20,000 pay rise that I didn't even believe I would get, but went for it anyway with the encouragement of my husband and got it. My husband and I manifested our dream home, which we are currently renovating after living here for 11 years. My husband's dream was to live on the waterfront, and we just kept saving and minimizing our debt where we could until one day we suddenly owned a waterfront home. Seemingly out of the blue, we weren't expecting it at all. Just a weekend away about 12 years ago to the Sunshine Coast from Brisbane, revealed to us our forever home, which I knew immediately upon sighting it for the first time that this was going to be our home. I always have this inner knowing around houses that is so strong. And I remember telling my husband as soon as we walked through the property that this was our forever home. And now we are manifesting a more modern and evolved version of our dream home moving forward in this next stage in our life. One of my bucket list wishes when our daughters were born was to travel with them back to our ancestry homelands of Mauritius and Greece with our respective parents to introduce them to their ancestry through their grandparents. And we've been fortunate to do this 3 times now. 2 visits to Greece, the second trip my mother-in-law manifested for us for free for all of us, and 1 trip to Mauritius. Now I've manifested childcare spots, schools for my girls when people have told me I wouldn't be able to get them in. When I am told I can't, it's like daring me to try, and try I did successfully. More recently, when my husband was pushed out of his previous position with the company that he worked with, I watched life rally to support him over time. We had built a family business since where we supply and install commercial retail floors nationally across Australia and residential floors in homes on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland and Sydney, New South Wales. I have spent lots of my time manifesting abundance within this business as we have been creating it, as I do in my own Soul Biz, Soul to Soul Wellness. Experiences my family and I have manifested together, I think there's totally power in manifesting in partnerships, powering up your energy source to attract your collective dreams and desires. This is why the power of prayer is so powerful. And this is a podcast in itself on the power of prayer. And so the experiences my family and I manifest together are even more incredible because we have the same collective focus. Now, these are the 9 examples of what I have manifested in my life, and there are many more. Perhaps I will share more with you in future podcast episodes if you're interested. Reach out and let me know if you'd like to hear more of my manifesting stories. Here's the thing, there are also ways to slow down your manifesting, and I'm going to share with you the 9 ways I believe you could be sabotaging your own manifesting journey. If any of my suggestions resonate, this could be your intuition calling your attention and guiding you. So pay close attention as I share my suggestions with you. So number 1, let's start with negative thoughts. Mindset mastery is so, so important. Creating, framing, reframing your thoughts and words. From the thoughts we think to the words we speak and the words we write and type, every time we think a thought, speak a word, we create our reality with these thoughts and words. This is why mindset mastery is such a big part of my focus in my business. It all starts here with transforming our mindset, and we can start transforming our mindset and our energy with our thoughts and words. Start by observing yourself, and then you may start to notice areas in your life where you might reframe the way that you are thinking or speaking. Perhaps you might create mantras or affirmations that you can repeat to yourself. Sing motivational songs. Listen to motivational podcasts to help you retrain your brain. Get creative with this. It's all about helping you to focus on the experiences that you actually want to create for yourself in your reality, to talk about them more, to create thoughts that support your dreams and desires and are aligned. The second way you could be sabotaging your manifesting journey is, are you embodying the energy of your dream? I wonder if that's really expansive for the dreamers in my podcast community. You'll get this. You'll be like, yay, I can dream. I can spend my time imagining and visualizing my manifesting experience, desired experience. Plug into the vibrational frequency of your desire. What does it feel like to experience my dream? What does it look like to experience my dream? Who else is experiencing this with me? Dreaming is ultra important. Plugging into the energy source, like you are plugging an electrical cord into the wall to power up your TV or your computer. However, in this instance, the device that you are powering up is your dream. Just imagine yourself plugging into the source of your dream and do this as much as possible, as many times as you want. Number 3. Are the action steps you are taking right now aligned with the dream and desire that you are creating? If you are calling in a happier version of yourself, are you doing the things which help you feel happier? Signing up for the activities or events which you know you will enjoy, fill your heart up with love? Are you hanging with people who lift you up? Are you hanging with people who bring you down? Is this aligned with becoming a happier version of yourself? This is only a question that you can ask you, right? Are you allowing your energy to be snapped up by energy vampires, going to activities which you know you won't enjoy? Is this aligned with becoming the happier version of yourself? Are you aligning your activities with the desire or dream that you are creating? Or are the things that you are doing detracting from the desires and dreams that you are creating, ultimately making it harder to call this into your life? Have a real think about this, reflect on it, because this will open up your eyes to little ways or big ways that you can change the action steps that you are taking in your life. Number 4, are you making the time to dream, or are you hoping it will happen without allowing yourself to dream, imagine, visualize, for yourself. Now, this encompasses the second point of embodying your dream. Embodying your dream and making the time to dream are two different things. So whether you schedule it in, whether you know, may perhaps in the morning, this is when I like to do it, when my eyes are closed and I'm still waking up, I'm going to spend a few minutes imagining and visualizing what my day looks like, imagining and visualizing and dreaming about the bigger picture in my life, what I want to achieve, where I want to be. Dreaming is very underrated, and I'm a huge believer in dreaming to call in your dreams and desires. The fifth way you may be sabotaging your manifesting process. So important to take steps to raise our vibration. Your dream exists at a certain vibrational frequency. And when I refer to your dream, it is whatever experience you are trying to create for yourself. So your dream exists at a certain vibrational frequency, just as emotions do. Emotions such as love and gratitude and joy vibrate at a much higher level than emotions such as sadness, frustration, and anger. If your dream and desire carries a higher vibration, it may require us to raise our vibration to be an energetic match for our dream. The bigger the dream normally requires us to expand our energy and become a higher energetic match. If your dream is to run a half marathon, say, which a lot of adults love to do in the middle stage of life. Not me, but I know a lot of people do. You will do the physical training required, perhaps nourish yourself with certain foods, join a running group. You may recruit a running buddy for the half marathon event. You will ensure that you get a good amount of rest because marathon running requires a lot from us, right? You visualize the course in your mind. You take yourself through a virtual run of the half marathon course, maybe even hire a mindset coach such as myself to ensure your mindset is abundant. You are raising your vibration with each activity that you include in your preparation, and it is making you and more of an energetic match for your dream, right? You are taking the steps to raise your vibration along the way, remaining consistent and showing life you are serious about making your dreams come true. Really, really powerful way to raise your vibration. And to understand what raising your vibration means is to take steps that lead you towards your dream. Another beautiful way to ensure that you are clearing and making space for your dreams to come to you is physical clearing. Making space for our dreams is really important. Cleaning out anything that no longer serves you in your life, and look across the different areas of your life. What no longer serves you in your relationship? What no longer serves you at your workplace? What no longer serves you within your home? What no longer serves you in sport, what no longer serves you in your friendships? Look across all the areas of your life. A really popular one, though, is to declutter in your home. As long as you're taking action steps to clear, it really doesn't matter where you start. Just go where you feel drawn to. So perhaps there are things you've been holding onto that are cluttering your energetic body without you even realizing. You know how good it feels to clear clutter in your home. This is how our body feels when we declutter our energetic field. Physical clearing can also look like attending an energy healing with someone like myself, or a healing event like sound healings that I've been hosting with my beautiful friend Kat this year. These are conscious healing events where you can be guided and assisted with cleansing and clearing your energetic field and physical body. Swimming in the ocean is a favorite one of mine. Walking barefoot on the beach, another beautiful way to cleanse and clear. And I love to include them into my everyday routine. So when I'm in the shower, I will cut energetic cords, just wave my hands down my body and imagine cutting the cords and clearing anything that is attached to my energetic field that is draining my energy and not supporting me. The seventh way you could be sabotaging your manifesting process. My question for you, are you listening? Are you trusting and connecting to your intuition? Here's what happens when you do this. Opportunities, signs, and symbols will come your way as a result of you focusing your attention on creating and opening your heart to receive your desires. Pay attention to what transpires in your life on your manifesting journey. Connect to your heart and ask her for guidance. Ask her, what is the next step for me? When we are turning within and paying attention to how our body is feeling, how our heart is guiding us, how our intuition is calling us to take action in our lives, this is such a powerful way to call in that you desire. Consistency is the eighth way. So are you stopping and starting? Are you stopping and starting when it gets hard? Are you stopping and starting because life gets in the way? Consistency, whatever tools you choose to adapt into your life, how can you remain consistent with what appears to be working for you? Consistency is key. It shows your life you are serious, and when you keep showing up, your vibration remains constant and keeps rising little by little. Remember, the small wins, when we link them together, create big wins in our life. And of course, there are going to be times when we stop. And the idea is to remind yourself, oh, that's right, this is my dream. How can I start back on that path? So be kind to yourself because things happen. Number nine, the last way you may be sabotaging your manifesting process. Take responsibility for your dream. Own it. Share it with a trusted loved one. Ask someone you trust to be your accountability partner. Perhaps sign up to a manifesting course, your own private one-on-one manifesting session with someone like myself. There are so many people who work in this field now. So really align yourself with somebody that you are an energetic match with, someone perhaps that you want to learn from because they are manifesting similar dreams to you. That's really important. Because when you can manifest confidently, you learn to take action consciously, with intent, and purposefully. And this is what I desire for you. My manifesting process has evolved through the years, and what I know for sure is that once you do the three things that I'm about to share with you, it actually makes the process a whole lot easier, and you are on your way to creating. So number one, focus on your desire. Number two, open your heart up to receive. This is a step in itself. Number three, keep taking action. Remember, consistency. Number four, watch your space. Watch your space. Pay attention to the opportunities that start coming your way. It will happen instantly. So pay attention. So remember to plug yourself into the vibrational frequency, which is abundance. Imagine your heart opening up wide to receive all the blessings that you deserve to receive. Then align your actions with your dreams. Ensure how you are choosing to show up on a daily basis is aligned with the desire that you are calling in, and stay committed. And remember number eight, consistency, consistency, consistency. So let's begin by asking yourself these three questions right now. What are your desires? Are you opening yourself up to receive them in your life? And what can you do today to plug into the energy source of your dream and desire that you are calling in? Now, if you are still listening and you are hooked on manifesting and you want to dive in deeper, head over to episode 98 called Boosting Your Manifesting Powers by Life Scripting. Have a listen to this to take your manifesting to the next level. Episode 88, How to Stop Energy Leaks. Now, the reason I want to direct your focus to this one is because it's super important in maintaining a high vibration, as our high vibrational frequency is exactly what makes us an energetic match for our dreams and desires and calls them into our life. So if you can learn to stop the energetic leaks, aka plug the energy leaks in your bucket, so that you can keep all the juicy goodness in your bucket for yourself, then you are maintaining that high vibration. And the last episode you may want to check out is episode 69, Creating a Manifesting Ritual to Boost Your Manifesting Superpowers. This is my most popular solo podcast ever. So if you choose one, perhaps go and head over to episode 69. I do encourage you to listen to all three though. Now, if you believe higher level consciousness is awaiting you right now, are you ready to take that leap with me? I'm offering one-on-one virtual manifesting mindset mentoring and also offering virtual in-person or virtual energy healings right now. They are 90-minute jam-packed with energy healing and manifesting mojo goodness. Intuitively guided, as always, your time with me may include spirit drum sound healing, crystal sound vibrational healing, crystal grid creation, intuitive messages coming through for you, oracle card reading, intention activation, manifesting mindset mentoring, deeply conscious conversation, divine energy channeling creation, and sacred sprays if you come in person with me. My unique healing philosophy integrates my unique blend of healing modalities that I specialize in partnership with my manifesting mindset empowerment method to reconnect you with your own intuitive abilities, activate your dreams and desires within your heart, empowering you up energetically so that you too can feel confident moving forward in your life after our time together. Whether you'd love assistance with expanding your intuitive abilities, you'd love your own private card reading, you're ready to bust through the blocks you believe are holding you back, you'd love to learn how to manifest and call in your dreams and desires, you'd love to build your own well-being toolkit to help you thrive in life, you're currently struggling with performance anxiety and you're keen to overcome this, you're healing from an illness and you'd love to learn to thrive through illness. I've worked alongside cancer thrivers and clients managing long-term health conditions, which require energetic and spiritual support with success. Perhaps you're calling in your soulmate relationship and thriving friendships. You're calling in a new pregnancy into your life. Yes, one of my clients manifested her pregnancy through attending our manifesting event to welcome another beautiful soul into her growing family. And as I shared with you earlier in this podcast episode, I too have done this for myself, so I can help you with this. If you'd love my assistance with conscious parenting, my entire parenting journey has been nurtured this way, even before I knew what conscious parenting was. I knew in my being I wanted to parent my own way, trusting my intuition, and each one of us can do this for ourselves in our parenting journey. It's such a fulfilling way to live. I'm ready to cheer you on and lay out my parenting philosophy for you to take and use as you feel fit to. So if you are looking to create a roadmap for yourself to follow in your life, I can help you do this. Just reach out via Instagram or Facebook, Kay Vlachos, Soul to Soul Wellness, or you can email me at kaye@soul2soulwellness.com.au. Let's get this party started. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It's time to bring your manifesting goals to reality. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soul2soulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, time, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.